Yeah, hi, this is 7007. I was just curious. These two girls get on the bus and they never pay in, and today they just kind of walked up to me and they said, "We're riders something." And I said, "I don't know what that means," already knowing that they weren't going to pay. And I said, "I don't know what that means." And she goes, "It means we don't have to pay." And then her and her friend just kind of rounded the corner and walked to the back. Who doesn't have to pay on TriMet? Or are they just hitchhikers and I can just pass them by?
We don't bypass people for lack of fare. If they are habitual riders with a set pattern, you can certainly put in a request to have fare inspectors in the area at some point.
Yeah, I was kidding about the pass them by, but that's what, you know, obviously that's how I feel. It's like, I don't know what you're talking about. All right, if I want to do that, I can just do that. All right, thank you.
Yeah, the only non-paying customers that I'm aware of that don't have a badge to tap in with are law enforcement. So if you see a shiny metal badge, we let those on free of charge.
Yeah, I used to pick them up when I was driving the 6 coming out of the... Yeah, these are just two young girls, like probably 20.
Now, yeah, so without proper credentials, I would go ahead and submit an online request, see if we can get somebody out there.
Yeah, I just press fare evader, you know what I mean, but we press it so much, I don't even think TriMet takes it seriously anymore, but maybe as COVID comes to an end, they'll get some fare inspectors out here.
It's actually all documented. They log all those keystrokes and map it to see where the high hot spots are, and they do send the inspectors out.
Yay. Okay, because I always press it at that location. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. 15:30.